It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Just like I told you, Heidi, the man who doesn't know what he's talking about behind the plastic bubble. We got a caller. We've got a caller. Jill Del Baca from, what did I say?
South of Floodwood.
South of Floodwood. Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables.
We don't know that.
We get to know them a little bit better. What?
Well, we don't know if she's at a chair. Are you sitting down, Jill?
Yeah, I am.
You are? Okay.
On a chair?
I'm sitting in the sunroom.
Okay.
Sitting in the sunroom. Yep.
Beautiful.
Okay. Bear with us. Have you had your breakfast?
No, it's actually in the oven right now.
Oven?
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is good.
What's in there?
Yeah, it's our first breakfast from the garden, our first harvest breakfast. So we have an asparagus egg bake with chives.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there cheese in there?
Yes, Parmesan, fresh grated.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is this a recipe, or you just know how to whip that up?
Well, it's pretty basic, but I did go by a recipe because I haven't made one before. But, you know, of course, you always add this and take that out and, you know how it is when you've cooked for a while.
Yeah.
Butter?
Oh, yeah. Of course, butter.
And does it have
always butter.
An egg? It's an egg bake, did you say?
Yep, it has eggs in it and sautéed asparagus that we just went out and picked this morning and some chives and a little bit of cream.
How many eggs? Give me an example.
Six.
Six? Ooh,
nice.
So you're going to have leftovers probably.
Maybe.
Oh.
Our daughter's
Six is
home
not that
living
many.
With us
oh,
right now. She
home.
Got home from teaching in China, and so she's living with us for a while, and so there may not be any left. I don't know.
She probably didn't have many egg bakes in China, so she's probably
I'm guessing she didn't.
Pretty jacked up
oh,
to
Oh, my
eat.
Gosh. I bet you're really glad to have her home.
Yes, we are. She came home February 1st, and it's been wonderful having her here.
Mm.
That's great. So what will you, any toast to go with the egg bake or beverage?
We haven't talked about toast. My husband is frying some potatoes with some onions that are still from last year's garden.
Oh.
And we might have some toast. I make a bread that has bean sprout or alfalfa sprouts in it and yogurt.
Wow.
And it's kind of a whole grain bread. It's really good toasted. So we might have that with it, too.
That sounds good.
Yogurt. Have you heard of that, Heidi?
Yeah.
Yogurt in a bread mix?
Yeah.
How much do you put in? Is it just a moistening thing, or do you actually taste it?
Well, I put it in instead of putting in, like, butter or oil. And so it replaces the fat in it. It's just a regular plain yogurt. And I have yogurt, a small carton of that, and then I add enough water to it to make it a cup and a half of liquid.
All right.
Okay, so she's not putting, like, raspberry
right.
yogurt in.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
So,
and,
okay.
No.
I'm so lost in the egg bake and the yogurt. Is there a beverage that you're participating in?
Oh, my gosh.
No, my husband might have some coffee, but I'll just probably have water.
Okay.
So have you put your garden in for this year?
We're working on it. It is so dry here that I'm afraid to plant anything.
Yeah.
Our rain barrels are all dry, and we have to take the tractor and go down and fill rain barrels at the little pond that's below our barn to water stuff. And so I'm kind of hesitant to plant anything until we get some rain.
Yeah.
We really haven't had any measurable precipitation for two and a half months.
Yeah, can you honestly remember how many days maybe we've had anything? I mean, I'm thinking like 2 or 3 days we've maybe had a sprinkle in all that time?
Maybe. Tom reports in with our rainfall every day, and he hasn't really reported anything more than a trace for at least a couple months.
Wow.
And we're on sandy loam, so it is like powder dry out here.
Yeah.
Well, and it's cloudy, but it's not a it's not a big chance for rain for this weekend. And we may see a little bit, but I don't think we're going to see a lot.
No.
Unless
we get some of those excited when we see high percentages, and then it drops during the week. Like it went from 60%, I think, on Saturday night into Sunday to down to 20% now. So,
yeah. We are in dire straits of getting a little bit of rain. What else you been doing? How are you dealing with everything that's going on?
Well, we're mostly staying home, and we've been doing a lot of cleaning out. We're on a farm that originally was my grandparents', and so we've been cleaning out a lot of the buildings in the years that we've been living here, and so I've been focusing on trying to get that stuff done and, cleaning up some brush piles and just kind of taking care of the place.
Yeah.
We haven't had this kind of dedicated time that we've been forced to be at home before, and so while we've lived here, and so we're kind of taking advantage of that, finishing up home projects like everyone is. And
have you found any kind of special trinkets cleaning out the barn that maybe were hidden up in the attic or anything like that?
Oh my gosh, we found so much. We found boxes with letters. We found a photo album of postcards that were from the early 1900s when my grandma was a young girl.
Wow.
And there are some in there that were sent from France during World War I. So, we're finding some really cool stuff.
And, of course, hanging on to them, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. It's hard to know how to deal with it because, I mean, I don't know if the next generation is going to be interested.
Right.
They don't have the stories. And my grandma told me these stories about living on this land and playing with the native kids who would migrate through. And so they don't have those stories to connect with. So I don't know if they're going to be interested in it, but that'll be their decision to make, I guess.
So wouldn't that be a big responsibility that would fall on you to just carry that down,
Yeah. And as we're cleaning, I've been thinking, why didn't my grandma do this and then my mom do it? Because my folks lived here between my grandparents and us. And, both of them developed Alzheimer's disease fairly young. And so so that explains why they didn't. They just didn't have the capacity. It's not that they didn't want to. So.
Yeah. That used to be when I would visit my grandma, that was my favorite thing to do with her, was ask to look at the postcard collection of my grandpa's aunt. And then later in life, she said I was the only one of the kids that asked to do that. That was our thing. We'd read them and we'd laugh and look at the fronts. So she gave them to me when they moved out of their house.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a big part of my life for some reason. Just having, I also have a couple other things of that aunt who never had kids. And she died way before I was born. But it's like she's in my house with me.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and all those stories that you learn as you're reading through, like letters and things, mm-hmm. that, things you didn't know about your parents and your grandparents. And
I find I'm always surprised that mm-hmm. letters and postcards, they had senses of humor, just like we do now. Yeah.
Yeah. And they sent postcards for everything, every event, for Easter, for Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, for birthdays, everything.
Mm. Yeah. They'd say, I'm coming in 2 weeks. It's like... It just is so different from nowadays, It's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you have any...
The text messages of your...
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm assuming if you're living on an old farm, you must have some pets?
We do. We have a couple of dogs and a cat, and we have a few chickens who are really old. They are probably 8 or 9 years old at this point, so they've gone through henopause, so they're not giving us any eggs anymore, but we're getting some... We're getting some new chickens in about a month, and we're going to add turkeys to the farm this year. We've had a couple in the past that we've grown, and it was a real good experience, so we're going to try and grow a few more to be more self-sufficient.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Well, one of them is a Beagle Australian Shepherd mix, and he's about 40 pounds, 45 pounds, and then our other one is a Shih Tzu Border Collie Poodle mix.
Oh my gosh,
a trifecta. Wow.
Yeah, he's we call him the Shaboodle.
Shaboodle.
Well, what are their names?
Toby and Tucker.
Nice. Toby's got to be the Beagle.
Nope, Toby's actually the Shaboodle.
The Shaboodle.
And the cat. Yeah. Tell us about the cat.
And the cat.
Yeah.
She is a Manx, and her name is Chloe, and she is a wonderful mouser.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
which we need because our house is almost 100 years old.
Right.
So we have mice aplenty in here.
Yeah.
Did you say she's
Manx?
What is that?
M-A-N-X.
What does that look like or what is it?
She has a short tail, and her body is built a little bit differently, and they're very, very intelligent cats.
What, built differently, like stocky or short? Or
She's got long legs, but her hindquarters are much more developed than in a regular cat. So she's got, like, big thighs, and I think that's partly for balance because they don't have a tail to use for balance.
Huh.
But they originally come from the Isle of Man.
Hmm.
Oh, that torso is good for attacking mice, it sounds like.
Now I'm imagining a cat working out, you know, pumping weight to get those.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Overdeveloped thighs.
Yeah. So, Jill, why do you listen? Why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Well, the community aspect of it, we learn so much about what's going on in our small towns that isn't covered anywhere else except maybe in the Timberjay. We like the community aspect of it. We like the banter between, you know, everybody who's on. The type of music you play is what we listen to. And so it just kind of, you know, checks all of our boxes when it comes to easy listening and entertainment and news.
Mm. Well, we sure thank you for supporting us and for being on What's for Breakfast, John.
Homestead Mills. Now Jill is our sponsor for What's for Breakfast, and you either get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes sent to your farm in a cream colored linen bag. What do you think you want?
Oh, just a second. What do you think, Tom? Oh. Tom says pancakes.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a no-brainer.
Enjoy the breakfast. Thanks for joining us.
Alrighty. Thank you. Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye bye.